How does a Jersey girl wind up on a label in Virginia?
Well, I honestly, it seems like a pretty clear-cut path toward, you know, in retrospect, hindsight's 2020, but toward the end there, I wound up collaborating with Dan Matlack, who's from Texas, and I think he has, you know, he has an interest in country and bluegrass. He has a wide range of tastes in music, but I think he noticed, you know, he was a local there. He's been a local there for a while, so he's been a transplant from Texas for a while now, and he, you know, has seen a lot of great music in Asbury Park, and he came up to me and said, I really like your music, and I'd love to produce your next album. So I thought about it and, you know, wound up going for it and kind of like had to loosen my grip on my material and my project and just kind of like, you know what, I'm going to collaborate. And and then he reached out. So there was pre-production with him. We recorded 2 summers ago, not this last summer, but the one before it, and released it this summer. And then he just started reaching out to labels behind my back because I didn't really have the wherewithal to do it. I didn't kind of maybe have the confidence to do it myself or to just even think that I should or that it's possible or, you know, there's that feeling of like, well, if someone likes it, they'll reach out to me, which is total, you know, I don't know if that's true or not. But he reached out and to Traviana and to Mark and then they emailed back and it was just kind of, you know, a couple months of emails. And then we finally sealed the deal this past spring. And so I plan to make a record with them. Soon-ish.
Well, that you're with a good group of people there. Yeah, I'm sure you're aware of that.
They're so great. Yeah, they've been hosting me this weekend, and I haven't gotten to meet Missy yet, but I met Melody, and I met Mark, and Mark's parents, and the whole Traviana compound is amazing, and it's like, it's exactly what I needed, you know, just to get away and like play some music and hang out with some fun, awesome people.
Sort of like the home you never knew you had.
Yeah. So, in terms of, okay, so how did I wind up on this Americana label, which is really a bluegrass label, and I'm from New Jersey, I kind of, like, there's a part of me that's like, am I a fraud? You know, like, shouldn't I be making, like, grunge music and, like, weird electronic music to reflect my environment? I don't know why. I mean, I grew up listening to Celtic music and, like, weird music, I guess, like, in quotations, weird music. Just Enya, I really latched onto when I was really young, and my mom was like playing Riverdance in the background all the time, and I love Johnny Cash, kind of just like clung to that rootsy, you know, that like just I guess you could say straightforward music, just really authentic, what felt like really authentic music to me, where you could like hear the little cracks in the musician's like voice, and like you could hear the strings and you could hear everything just really up close. So I really latched onto that kind of music.